The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, something we're both a little bit nervous about. The challenge was put to us a couple of weeks ago is the Ballarat Gift. It's happening this weekend at Eastern Oval.
Yeah.
And a lovely man said, you know what, I'd like to throw your hats in the ring for the celebrity race.
Nominated us, put us up against the mayor as well as a couple of other people. Last year's Stool Gift winner, Matt Wilshire. Now, this lovely man mentioned, it's Andrew Drummond from Yellow Brick Road. He joins us once more. What surprises are you going to just lump on our shoulders today, Andrew?
Oh, I've got plenty for you today, guys. Good morning. How are you both?
Yeah, good. We got stopped in the street the other day. We were talking about the race and we were like, oh, have you put any training in? Chris is like, no. He's worried he's going to snap his legs because he's
Yeah, I was actually planning, I was going to get the full cream milk in my latte for a change because I'm worried about how brutal my, you can't see through my jeans, but I have the skinniest legs you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Just pull my jeans up for Andrew. Do you reckon I'll break that? Is that a concern, do you think?
Well, it depends whether you're working Lycra or not. So obviously the training is one thing, guys, but the outfit is also very important.
Okay.
So
it's time for you to crack out that Lycra again. I bet you've never thought you'd wear that anytime soon.
I think I'd pass it on to Alice. I'm like, Alice, you do more exercise than me. So you think the Lycra's a good positive step?
Well, you're going to see plenty of Lycra on Saturday and Sunday, but there's three things. If you're going to wear a headband or if you're going to wear sunglasses or long socks, guys, you better be able to pull it off. You better be able to run.
Okay,
that's in running. That's the main
all
thing.
All right, maybe I'll get a nice visor.
Why does a headband mean I have to run fast? Is that is to be a part of that club?
Of course, yes.
And entry fee is okay. Being able to run good.
But how's the training been going, guys? Seriously, how's it been going? Come on, you've had, 3 weeks? I want to hear some good stuff.
It's been strenuous and daily.
You have not done any training.
You know what I'm hoping? I'm hoping that my muscles, which I've built up from riding to work each morning, I'm hoping they're exactly the same muscles I use for sprinting. Is that possible or accurate?
Well, when you actually cycling muscles are a bit different than running muscles.
Damn, as I say.
But look, at the end of the day, it's exercise, building a little bit of stamina.
True.
So depending on your mark, which I'm going to announce in a moment, you might need that stamina at the finish line.
Yeah. What if my legs run in a cycling motion? In more of a round, circular, very short little steps. Would that work in my favour?
Chris, as long as it gets you to A to B, that's all that matters.
The main thing.
And it depends on how competitive you two are, whether you want to beat each other.
Yep.
So that's probably the main thing.
I've done a little bit of training at the gym, but not much. Because traditionally I run long distances. And even that I can't do very well at the moment. My fitness has gone a little bit to the wayside over summer.
Well, the great thing is the maximum distance you have to run is only 120 metres. So it's not far at all. So it's a sprint.
Meters.
It's over in very, very quickly.
You say very quickly.
Well, 9-point-something seconds if you Usain Bolt.
Yeah. Or Matt Wiltshire, who has won the Stool Gift a couple of years ago.
Yes. Well, we do actually have some breaking news this morning about that.
Okay.
And I probably should announce that first.
Okay.
Matt Wilshire, the 2012 Stool Gift winner, is out.
Yes! I mean, that's horrible.
My trash talking got to him. I've been sending home messages of trash talk with his brother. I've been saying, pass this on to your brother. Tell him he's bad. Tell him he's crap. Keep him up all night. All that stuff. I think that's it.
I'd like to say that he was very nervous, particularly against running against you, Chris, and he was doing that extra training.
Naturally.
He has torn a groin muscle.
Oh, that sounds painful.
He has told us it was on the track, but that hasn't been 100% confirmed.
Okay.
So, but he is out.
Okay.
So you can't run with a torn groin?
No, it
makes it very hard.
You barely walk with a torn groin.
Okay.
But let me just say, we've got Stool Gift winners lining up for this race. They don't want
to hang on. So fill in people.
So we've got actually, I wouldn't say one better, but we've got the 2013 men's Stool Gift winner.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All the way from Tasmania.
What's his
name?
Andrew Robinson.
Yes.
How fast did he run the Stool Gift?
He ran it pretty slick. I haven't got the exact time, but he's in pretty good form at the moment,
Why?
I hear.
Don't tell
Why
us
is he allowed
form.
It?
I was hoping in the 4 years that has passed since his 2013 win, he's just let himself go, just smashing down cheeseburgers
Andrew
every night.
Andrew Robinson, hey?
A lot of hills in Tasmania, great part of the world to train, sprint training, hill stamina or whatever. So he's pumped, he's keen, and very excited. Matt is obviously devastated that he's not running.
Yeah.
But he was just trying that little bit extra to make sure that he sort of gave you guys a bit of a lesson, but it didn't work out.
I feel like our Victorian pride is on the line too, Jules. If this Tasmanian beats us, We can't have that.
No, not at all. No. Not at all.
So shall we get down to business, guys?
Please.
I can see you sort of trembling a little bit here.
So 120 is if we're super fast.
Okay. So Andrew Robinson, the GIF winner of 2013, he's a back marker. He'll be running off 120. He'll be running off scratch.
120 metres.
120 metres he's got to run.
Okay, good. Okay. Yep.
Writing this down.
So then we've got Talia Martin. She's our female 2016 women's stall GIF winner.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She'll be running off 18 metres. So she'll be running 102 metres. So you get the idea?
Right, yep.
Andrew, okay, all right. Next, from the Roosters, we have Mark Gregg running off 22 metres.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That put him at 98.
98, very good. Very good with the maths.
Nice maths work.
Chris Sargent, one of our sponsors from the Freight Bar and
who
restaurant.
Who rumour has it may have a dodgy knee.
Oh, he's trying to work his way out of it too, the sneaky devil.
Sounds like you've been doing more research and more so than training, guys.
No, but it's all right.
I'm spending all my time just trying to psych out the opposition. What's the Sarge got?
He's running off 26 metres.
Okay. 26.
So
right.
He's running 94.
Yep.
And we also have yourself, Chris, off 26 as well.
All right.
So you'll be starting.
Because you've got long legs, no body fat.
Oh, my God. All right. So 26 metres.
26. Yep. And then on 30 metres, we have Dan Cronin from the Western Hotel.
Also a very tall guy.
Tall guy.
Very lean.
But
why has he got a more advantage over me?
Well, let me just say, and these handicaps have got a lot of signs and a lot of form is behind them. Peter O'Dwyer from the famous running stable Pod Squad has spent a lot of time and resources getting these handicaps together.
Yep, yep.
I could spend hours on the whole technical analysis. We haven't got that time, so suck it up, guys.
Okay, okay.
I'll give you his mobile number at the end of the segment to give him a call.
Yeah, I'll be giving him a call. Damn, right.
Okay, so Dan Cronin's off 30 metres.
Yep.
Then we have Julie.
Julie is ass.
All right, yep.
Off 32.
32.
That puts you at 88.
Okay, so you've got 6 metres on. You've got 6 metres on Chris.
Okay.
Okay.
You get that in 1 second.
And our front marker running off 47 metres, our mayor, Samantha McIntosh.
Right. 47?
She's lucky. Yeah. So she's put her at 73 or something.
73 metres.
She runs marathons.
Not happy
Sprinting
about that.
Sprinting is different than running long distance.
True that.
Who's this guy? I want his number. I want to see his formula. I want to see like a whiteboard covered in like squiggle
was
circles.
Was it just literally, this person is the shortest, so they get
Look,
they've got the smallest legs, so the smallest
You can take in size, body weight, mass index, whatever you want to take into account.
But yeah.
Peter has spent a lot of time working these out, guys, and he knows a lot about handicap running, for sure.
I'm excited. It's going to be a competitive run. I know I want to win it. I'm in it to win it. I don't even know if there's a prize. I don't care if there's a prize.
There's a lovely sash. You've got to win. It's beautiful.
That sash
is mine. It's been organised.
Sash is mine.
Yes. There'll be a presentation. Okay. You've got to go for the sash. The
presentation's mine too.
All right.
It's
all happening this weekend though, guys.
So yes.
You've got to get down there. It is the Eastern Oval.
Eastern Oval, Ballarat. The celebrity race is at 12 p.m. on Sunday.
Yes.
Guys, make sure you get there earlier, warm up and so forth. We don't want any strains.
Right.
$5 entry, children under 16, free, pensioners free. If anyone decides to come along on Saturday to get a bit of an idea, it's free entry all day on Saturday as well. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
Looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
All right, see you guys. Sunday. The Power FM Brekkie Show.